Welcome to Nutty's Show, your podcast on cooking and technology. Hold on to your hats, folks, because today we're diving into the wild world of no-code app development. We're talking Cursor, the AI code editor that's letting everyone, and I mean everyone, build full-stack applications.
Whoa, no-code full-stack? Even I could do that? Color me intrigued. I always thought I needed to learn like a million coding languages to build anything beyond a simple website.
Exactly. This video tutorial breaks down how to build a real-world app, an emoji generator, from idea to deployment, all within Cursor. It's not just a demo, it's a production-ready application.
Okay, so what's the secret sauce? How does Cursor actually work?
Well, it leverages libraries like Next.js and React for a smooth development process, and UI component libraries like Chakra UI and Twin for ready-made components and styling. This lets you focus on the functionality, not the nitty-gritty code details.
Got it. So it's like building with prefabricated blocks. Makes sense. But what about the backend? Databases, user authentication. That stuff's usually pretty complex, right?
Right you are. But this tutorial utilizes Supabase, a powerful backend platform that handles database management, authentication, file storage, and even vector embeddings. Plus, they use Clerk for user authentication, which simplifies the login signup flow.
So Supabase is like the engine room and Clerk is the gatekeeper. That's pretty slick. Any catches?
Well, the tutorial emphasizes the importance of clear instructions for Cursor. It recommends creating detailed product requirement documents, including feature requirements, relevant API documentation, and even the project's file structure.
I see. Interesting. So you have to be specific with your requests, like a really precise recipe for a complex dish.
Precisely. The creator even uses Figma mockups as visual references for Cursor, and they use the Cursor Composer, a powerful feature that interacts directly with your project files.
Ah, so you're showing Cursor what you want, rather than telling it how to do it. Visual aids and detailed instructions are key. Got it.
You got it. And the tutorial also covers deployment using Vercel, which seems pretty straightforward with automatic redeployment on every commit. Although, they did run into a few deployment errors.
Oh no, were those hard to fix?
Not really. They just used Cursor's chat UI to debug the errors, which is a neat trick. It helps keep the composer's history clean.
Smart move. So Cursor's not just about generating code, it's a full-on development assistant. What an age we live in.
Totally agree. And hey, they even snuck in a sponsorship for a free JavaScript ebook from HubSpot. Perfect for anyone just starting their coding journey.
That's a great resource. Gotta love free learning materials. So sounds like Cursor is a game changer. I'm actually kinda inspired to try building something now.
Me too. This tutorial really demystifies the process. Alright folks, that's all the time we have for today. Thanks for tuning into Nutty's Show, and we'll catch you next time.
Bye-bye.